This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This broadcast is coming to you from our studios here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers. We're located now in Walker, Louisiana. Our post office box, 1810 Walker, Louisiana. This is Pastor Albert Pendarva speaking, the old Trailblazer. We bring you this study, have been now for quite a while, on the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we're coming down close to the end. Won't be but a few more times, but this is the old Trailblazer speaking, and we're happy to have you folks with us. We're in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and if you have your Bibles there handy, look, open now at the 11th chapter and the 32nd verse. If you don't mind, turn in there, get your Bibles, maybe collar over the back fence and tell your neighbor the old Trailblazer is coming on. We're in that section of Scripture. We were there last study. And then we'll take up the beginning of that 35th verse later on. And I think the climax of the 11th chapter, on the 11th chapter of Hebrews on faith. I don't know when I've ever studied a portion of God's Word that was so refreshing and so enlightening. And I guess that's the reason why we hadn't been in no hurry. We've been in here a long time. And now I get a hold of something like this. It's like eating a good hamburger or a good steak. Chew on it a long time, don't you? And I like to meditate on it. Now, I want you to listen. Verse 32, Hebrews 11. What shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, David also and Samuel and all of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fright, and turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Now, all of this was accomplished how? By faith. Have you been made to realize this one thing in studying this chapter, 11th chapter of Hebrews, that the only defense that a child of God has is Christ? He has no other defense. I haven't. I have no other defense. I have no other stronghold. Now, if he's our only defense, and he is, then he's got to be real to us. I've got to know him. An ever-born-again believer knows him, and they know how that they know him. Now listen to verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith. If Christ has been revealed to your heart and your mind, just revealed to yourself through the pages of the Bible, you've come to know him as your Lord and your Savior, your substitute, your Redeemer, your tempest place of refuge. You know that your sins are all under the blood. They're forgiven. They've been pardoned, put away. I make this statement oftentimes here in our services that the old Trailblazer, the pastor here, can stand behind his pulpit and make this statement that there's no sin registered against me in heaven, no present sin, no past sin, no future sin. And it makes folks so mad they could chomp a 10-penny nail. They think I'm bragging. Well, I am bragging. But the Lord has become a living reality to you if you know him, and to me if I know him. And I've come to realize how helpless we are more and more. We've come to see our utter corruption and vileness apart from the grace of God, our wickedness as a depraved sinner that the Lord has pardoned and forgave and accepted. Are you accepted in the beloved, my friend? We have a song by that title. I wish I had it queued up. I'd play it for you. On one of our 9 CDs that we have here. I hadn't played you one in the last few days, but I will in next time. You and I have come to realize that Christ is within the veil as our living high priest. He's there within the veil, the heavenly tabernacle. He's there with all of the nail scars in his hand. We often make that statement in the message that my name and your name, if you're saved, is written or inscribed in the palms of his hand. Why did the Lord do that? You know why? He could look there and see your name. Oh, my friend, I believe one of these days we'll be able to say, oh, Lord, let me look in your hand. Let me look there in your side. Let me, like you did old Thomas. That's what he told Thomas to do. Look here in my hand and see the nail print. Look here in my side. See the print of the Roman spear. Look here on my brow where the thorns pressed down on my brow. Look here. That's what we're going to be able to tell the Lord. But, oh, listen, my friend, your only defense and my defense is the faith, just to trust him. Our weapons, as we said the other day, are not fleshly, but they're spiritual. They're not carnal. They're fleshly, not fleshly. They're spiritual, mighty to the bringing down of strongholds of Satan, according to 2 Corinthians 10:4. Now, how do we do that? By faith. By faith. The world religious world hates that, don't they? Religious fanatics, when you say you have faith. Oh, but listen, that's all the defense that you and I will ever have, is that we trust the Lord with all that we have. And that's what the writer of Hebrews has been telling these Jews here, to whom he was writing here in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, that the just shall live by faith. Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38. If you're saved, you're saved through faith. It isn't your faith that saved you, but it's your faith to trust the Christ. It's your faith to trust the Lord. It's your faith that you can cling to the Lord and for salvation. All right, now, we were talking last time, who through faith subdued, overcome, overran, and now these men that these names were here, he said they conquered, and their other prophets conquered. They fought, they conquered, they fought, they conquered. How? By faith. By faith. By faith. And what more shall I say? Through faith, subdued kingdom. Satan fears the faith of a born-again believer more than he fears the works of 10,000 individuals. Satan loses no sleep over the average church member. No, no, no. He doesn't lose any sleep, we say in the human term. I don't care how little you are, how ignorant you are, and I don't care how unlearned you are. That's the old trailblazer. Folks want to say I'm unlearned. Well, I am. I am. But I keep telling folks, week after week, time after time, I don't know much, but I know how the Lord saves a sinner. Do you? I asked you, my critics, my skeptics out there, are you saved? What is your basis of your salvation? What is it? That you walked the aisle one night and made a decision for Jesus? That don't amount to a hill of beans. What is your pedigree, I ask you? Can you go back to the time and place that you took your place as a lost sinner, come before God, pleading for mercy? Have you ever pled for mercy? Oh, mercy, Lord, have mercy. Old Peter, when he was walking out there on the water, going to the Lord, he said, help, Lord. He began to sink. He looked at the waves. Have you ever looked at the waves? The waves of sin that rolls over you, the boisterous waves of the nation that we're in now, and the things that beset us, all of the corruption that we see on every hand. And have you ever said, Lord, help? Lord, help. That's what I say, Lord, help. Listen now, Satan fears that individual who has a faith to trust the Lord. And listen, I don't care how unlearned you and I are, or how poor we are. Oh, I'm poor. Aren't you poor? I don't care how unnoticed you are in this world. The faith of that individual who walks with Christ and with his Lord, it scares Satan to death. Now, that means something to walk with the Lord. Reading, studying, believing his word. You can't believe Christ without believing his word. No, you can't do that, my friend. Now, we came down to this thought, who through faith subdued kingdoms and wrought righteousness. That means to execute judgment and to enforce the laws of justice. From the material side of life, how those old prophets, those kings trusted the Lord, and he fought for them. Many times he said, the battle is not yours, it's mine. It's the Lord. The battle is the Lord's. Go back there and read 2 Chronicles 20. And how many times you and I have taken that into the spiritual sense and came back, laid it at his feet, crying unto the Lord, Lord, the battle is yours, not mine. I go in my pulpit here, Sundays, Wednesdays, giving out the gospel that Christ died for sinners, and I know that I have no power whatsoever to take that home to any heart. I have folks that sit and listen, get up and go out and go home, never think about, because the Spirit never indicted the message. I ask the Spirit, Lord, indict the message as you take it home to heart. And I ask the Lord for you out there in my radio audits on the Old Trailblazer broadcast. Lord, say something through the Old Trailblazer that might go home to some poor heart. Maybe that poor old soul out there on the sick bed listening to the Old Trailblazer don't know for sure if she's saved or not. Lord, give her grace to trust you. Give her grace. That old farmer out there, up there in Tennessee somewhere, just barely scraping a living out of the earth, give him grace to trust the Lord. And then that rich man out there in his penthouse. I often speak to the folks in the penthouse out there, big old fine home. You know, it's no sin to have money, my friend. No, I tell folks mine facetiously that I have friends in high places. That's a great thing. It's good to have friends in high places, my friend. You don't need money if you got friends with money or friends with high places. But listen, I don't care how unlearned you and I are, but listen, the faith of that individual walking with the Lord. It means something to walk with the Lord. Now, we come down again, as I say, where we subdued kingdom. This means to enforce the laws of justice. And how many times have you and I taken that in the spiritual sense? I can't conquer. No. Give me faith to trust the Lord. Give me faith to rest at your feet. Now, that's what he means from that viewpoint. Yet, from a spiritual view, it means the living of a holy life. The living of a holy life. And wrought by faith, wrought righteousness by faith, living a holy life, a separated life. Oh, my friend, I wish you'd take note of God's word as you read it and believe it. And I believe if folks would put themselves under the preaching of the gospel and not forsake their souls. Oh, well, listen. Now, he's talking about that here. He selected men and women there in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. They were prayer warriors. They conquered by faith, my friend. And that's what we're wanting here to see at the old Trailblazer, at the radio missions headquarters, and out there in our radio audit. Men and women just like you. Men and women here. A prayer warrior, and one here and one there. We have the weapon to conquer, and that's faith. One of the evidences of a prayer warrior is a separated life. That's holy living, my friend. That holy thinking, that righteousness that's wrought in us by faith, our sanctification. It's the Holy Spirit who sanctifies us, but Christ is our sanctification. Oh, my friend, it's great to know the Lord. It's great to praise the Lord. And the old Trailblazer grows often weary times in bringing these messages. And I asked you to pray for me day in and day out that the Lord would give me strength and grace. The old Trailblazer is still going strong. I say strong, not near strong as I used to be, but strong in the faith, strong spiritually, strong looking to the Lord day by day because of his grace. I have nothing. No, I have nothing. I'm just weak as water. I tell my folks oftentimes when I go behind the pulpit, my knees is knocking. Yeah, they are. Brother Spurgeon said if he ever went in his pulpit and his knees weren't knocking, he better get down and go home. So, my friend, we have to depend on the Lord. It's all of grace, day by day. And that's what this broadcast is. And I asked you, if you love the old-time, old-fashioned preaching, then help us with the broadcast. And if you can't, I understand it. Let me know. Let me hear from you anyhow. And I often tell folks, go back in the backyard and dig up that old coffee can and send me $100. I've had folks do that before. But I want to remind you that we're here every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And tell you folks across the country, across the road, across the back fence, tune into the Old Trailblazer. Help me advertise the broadcast, if you will. And remember, my mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810 Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Then if you want to email me, it's pastor@radiomissions.org. And you send me an email, and I'll try to answer it back. I get somebody to email you back. But if you give me your mailing address, I'll write you a letter back. So if you want to do that, I appreciate it. And then pray for me. Will you do that? Thank you. Goodbye, and God bless you.